So I'm curious, how was that? Did you notice more things? And also just how was it to acknowledge it? How was it to talk about?
I'll say something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of threes, but actually, I liked it this time. It's
Okay.
useful to hear other people's experiences. I prefer the sort of one-on-one inquiries, but it worked well. And yeah, it's shocking, really. 2.5 years. I mean, apparently, your work actually does have some positive effects. No, genuinely, it's shocking because I think about change in my life and I think, fuck, 2.5 years, that's amazing. Very, very big changes.
And some headlines.
Not enough detail? Do you know what? The helpful thing, Michelle was talking about how the sort of things that surprised me. Because I'm just not saying stuff because to me it's obvious. It's like it's so profound and the sense of self, yeah, that lighter touch to life. But what Michelle was saying was kind of probably one of the things I hadn't quite kind of clocked, but it feels true around that kind of lighter touch to life. Like I'm an intense person, but there is a certain sort of lightness that's in my life now. That's nice. I mean, just a relief in many ways. Been kind of chasing your tail for 40 years plus. It's a relief to stop.
Wonderful. Good. Thanks. Others? That was it. No, okay, Rachel.
I felt like I wasn't quite in the same place as other people seem to be because I feel like that my sense of self has far more boundaries now than it used to have and
Interesting.
far more separation, much more of a sense of this is me and that is other stuff out there. I didn't quite feel I was on the same wavelength as some of the people. I guess there's part of me that's really saying I can't separate out your work and all the other work I do. I'm kind of like going, it's only 2.5 years. How can it only be 2.5 years? Because it feels like a lot longer than that. I kind of did a bit of work with you before the start of the 2.5 years, but I know that it was towards the start of the 2.5 years that I also started reading a lot on IFS as well. So those have kind of gone side by side. And it's like, I feel like I very much kind of approached your work through an IFS lens, but I've also approached an IFS through an essence lens. And the two are not separable at all. But in terms of my sense of self, I would say that my parts are much more willing to trust me than they used to be. And there's a lot less in the criticism. There was a lot of criticism and there's a lot less now, and parts of me are much more willing to just be like, oh, that happened. That was kind of whatever. And sorry, Michelle's like, IFS, internal family system. So there's a lot less inner criticism. And a lot less merging with other people. Like I've really noticed after the last over the last few years how much I caretake other people, merge with other people, even though I didn't think I did.
Yeah.
And I now have a much more clear idea of this is me, and I can stand up for me, and I'm much better at saying I'm going to listen to myself and follow my own guidance rather than going and looking for them, but also letting them follow their guidance rather than me trying to go in and fix them and keep them happy. And that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think, first of all, of course, the important thing is how your sense of self has changed. The important thing is not whether it's specifically from IFS work or from Essence work, mm-hmm. right? But it's like the acknowledge, something has actually happened to your sense of self. You do not feel like the same person as 2.5 years ago, right? Your mm-hmm. sense of self is different. I'm also curious, you say a very interesting sentence. You say, all your inner parts are much more willing to trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this me?
Well, that's what in IFS you call self, isn't it?
Well, yes, but if you should describe it, like, what do you now experience? How do you experience that me that the parts of you trust?
Oh, I don't know.
No, but you see, it's interesting because that's it, right? That's pointing to exactly something interesting. And I know, of course, in IFS, yes, you have the concept of self. But it's one thing to have the concept. Another thing is to pay attention and see what does that actually feel like? What is it like to be the what is it part? What does it feel like to be that which your parts trust? Right, which isn't just another part that tries to help out the other parts, right? No, it's something beyond that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a bit in not definable in some ways.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you start trying to get in there and define it, then parts get involved and start saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can still be curious, and I think it's really a good idea to be curious about this. It's gonna be like in some traditions they say don't even try and talk about it, just talk about what it's not, and then through the process of subtraction you'll get, but somehow you can get an experience of it, or you can tune your attention towards that. But it's funny, right? Because it's like you're tuning your attention towards yourself, right? That's it. But you perceive what you really are beyond your conditioned responses to the environment, because that's really what the parts are, right? They are conditioned responses to the environment. And so if you notice what you are beyond your conditioned responses to the environment, you'll notice the unconditioned self, and this is what we are working with. This is what we're going to work with for the rest of the year, basically.
I think part of me feels a bit like actually the conditioned responses to the environment are the burdens the parts carry, and the parts themselves are not that.
That would be the IFS view of it, right? And I think that is very accurate. Yeah.
Because like I very much feel in some ways like I am still the same person,
mm-hmm.
but only because in my mind I've separated that the parts are not their burdens.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I've lost any part of me.
No.
Because I've just, by saying, okay, those burdens are not me.
Yeah. So you make that distinction between the essence of the part, what the parts really are, and then the burdens they carry.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are going to work a lot with throughout the rest of the year is actually that distinction. I talk about it a little bit differently, but that's the distinction. I just talk about it like making the distinction between what is you and what is not you, which is something to practice, because there's a lot of things that's not you that you think are you.
So. Yeah, I mean the parts I feel they can experience essence. Like there are definitely some parts of me that are very yellow and some parts that are very red, but they're not the burdens that they carry. Yeah,
exactly. No, when they're just free with the yellow, free with the red, that's different than when they are burdened by a particular conditioned response to the environment. Which also can be a response to other parts, right? Parts becomes the environment for other parts. So it can be it can be all internal.
They're all with each other.
Yeah. Good. Nice. Thanks. Anybody else have something to share here? Yeah, Amanda?
A bit similar to, in some ways, or maybe I'm trying to look at the similarities, because I was, maybe it's language, so I was saying that I experienced myself as, at times, less boundaried. So I can experience myself, and it's like I can pitch self in a boundaried way, as in I like this, I don't like this, I want that, I don't want that. But I have started to experience myself in a much less delineated, I'm trying to think of the words, delineated way. So I felt at times that I really feel expanded. And it's felt very, very different, to the point where I had start to feel like this sense of homogenization, as in like everything feels the same. And that's a very different experience, being in that sense of, well, everything feels the same, you know, everything in me feels the same and I feel the same as everything outside of me. So it feels like there's a less inner outer, more like everything just feels homogenized, which isn't what other people were talking about, maybe in my group, but that has been my experience.
Yeah. I think it I think it very much depends on what, I mean, for now, keep it as an open exploration rather than thinking that you should feel the same as somebody else feels. Because it's a big topic and you might have caught on to something, and as you describe it, it doesn't sound like what somebody else is describing, but that's just because they've caught up onto another aspect of this shift. And that's fine. I mean, Rachel also describes something very different, right? When she says that she feels, in a sense, much more bounded, much more clear about what's her and not her. And maybe if you come from a place where your sense of self was more like confluent self, and that then you see all this confluence with other people actually isn't me, then of course you come to a place where you go like, oh, I have a much clearer sense of self, actually a much more bounded sense of self. And that is not exactly the same as when other people say, I used to think that I knew exactly who I was, but now it seems much more fluid. So you're all catching on to different aspects of this transition, and that's wonderful. Then you can reflect on and relate to what other people say, but that what you experience and catch on to is also crucial.
I know what it is to be clear. I know what it feels like to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's like, oh, well, I'm not just this clear boundary person.
No.
I seem to be something else as well.
And I'm curious.
So it's almost like, oh, well, I.
No, I was just going to say, when you say this, it feels the same, inside, outside, feels the same. Can you describe that same? What does it feel like? So it feels, you say that it feels the same, but what does it feel like?
Well, that's it. I mean, I don't feel that all the time.
No.
But I have felt it recently, and it feels like I can feel it in my body. You know, it's like, it's not like, oh yeah, this is something I read in a book, you know, like we're all one.
No.
You know, or it's like I started to feel it.
Yes.
You know, in my body, in my body.
Yeah.
As in, I can feel this. I can feel it. And that's why it's difficult to describe in words. Because how do I describe it? Because I don't mean being, I know what it is to be, feel like you empathize and all of that. And somebody said, when I was trying to describe this to someone else, they said, oh yes, you're talking about empathy. And I said, no, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm absolutely not talking about empathy.
No.
I know what that is. I know the concept. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about literally, I feel like, well, I just feel like there is no clear separation between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But not that I'm merged with you.
No.
But that there's no clear separation, actually.
Yes.
And I started to feel that.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I know.
Yes,
exactly. That's all I can say is that I started to feel like, oh my God, things are feeling more leveled out, like it's just neutral.
Yes. Wonderful.
And that I was saying in my three, that when I feel that, it feels like utter freedom.
Yes.
I mean, freedom.
Yes.
And that it feels like, oh, this is what people are looking for.
Yes.
This is what people are looking for.
Now, here's an interesting question, right? That sense of freedom, you know, for lack of a better word, we call it freedom, right? But we're referring to the experience you're having. What if that's you? Everything else is, you know, you have thoughts, you got emotions, you have patterns, you got responses. But this field or this freedom, this that you're feeling, that has much more to do with what you are than all the patterns.
I'm more familiar with the other me.
I know you're more familiar with the other you, yes. So, but this is just an interesting proposition, right? It's there's so many, because in a sense you can say we have all these experiences, and then we choose and say these bits are me. But often we choose the patterns, we choose the certain thoughts, we choose certain emotions, certain whatever, right? Maybe we choose wrong. Maybe we don't pick the part of the experience that's, you know, we identify with the wrong part of the experience. Maybe what you are noticing now has much more to do with who you actually are. So I'm just putting it out there. It doesn't have to, you know, maybe you say, oh, this is just Klaus having a, you know, being on a trip.
No, I know what you're saying in theory, but it doesn't, at the moment, it doesn't feel like
No. Good.
A choice.
No.
You use the word choice.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I use it loosely, right? Because there's a lot of things we do, but they're automatic and they're not quite within our control. So, I mean, yeah. So it's stretching the concept of the word choice. I am aware of that. But it's just an interesting idea that I put in the field, right? That maybe all the things that you think are you are not you, but maybe this thing, this part of your experience.
If everyone, to me, when I felt that, I thought if everyone was having this experience, it would solve everything.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah.
Though.
No,
there wouldn't
absolutely.
Be wars. There wouldn't be, yeah, world peace. There yeah. would be.
No, of course.
There would be. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly. It's I think a lot of the, not just the psychological issues that we experience, but the sociological issues that we experience fundamentally comes down to people doing very crazy things to find themselves. Right. And when they actually do, they don't have the need to go around and do crazy things anymore, because I mean, just hang out with this, right? This is awesome. Yeah. Good. Nice. Thanks. Anybody else before we take a break? Good. Let's have a break. Is 10 minutes enough? Good. So we come back 35 minutes past.